One of the new ministers in Scott Morrison's team is Susan Lee, who was a member of Malcolm Turnbull's cabinet until she decided to step aside pending an investigation into her use of travel entitlements. She was eventually found to have misused her expense claims for just 1 5-minute car ride, but the stigma remained. Over the weekend, though, the new Prime Minister appointed the New South Wales MP to the position of Assistant Minister for Regional Development and the Territories. I spoke to Susan Lee a short time ago, and I began by asking her why the Liberal Party decided to change leaders.
The Prime Minister is the leader of the Parliamentary Liberal Party, and when the membership of that party loses confidence in its leadership, the end result is a change of Prime Minister.
Why did you lose confidence in Malcolm Turnbull?
The next election, the current set of circumstances, the angst that was being experienced, but most of all, my commitment to the Liberal Party means that I need to do what all of us sometimes have to do. It's not an easy decision to spill the leadership in order that we have the best possible chance to win the next election.
If this was about improving your prospects at the election, why didn't you vote for Julie Bishop?
I never say who I voted for, and that's not because I'm dodging the question. It's because when we leave that party room, we are united behind the man or woman we choose as leader. And while we all go in with different versions of who that leader should be, the most important thing is that we leave united.
But I reiterate, if this was about improving your prospects at the election, you would concede the best candidate was Julie Bishop. She's the most popular among the public.
I'm not going to speculate on what particular chances individual candidates may have had.
Just look at the news poll. It's overwhelming. Even Greens voters, Labor voters, everyone prefers Julie Bishop.
Well, the result reflects the will of the Parliamentary Liberal Party in terms of our best prospects for leadership into the future. However, I am not going to diminish any of the candidates, and I'm not even going to diminish the previous Prime Minister, who did an excellent job and whose achievements I'm grateful to see being listed.
To what extent are you concerned about the message this sends to other women who might have considered entering politics?
I think 6 female members of the Cabinet, 11 in the Ministry, I think that the female-friendly message is very much there. I haven't seen a cabinet with 6 women
in
it.
Come on, I don't want to interrupt you, but out of 85 potential votes, Julie Bishop got just 11, even though it was well known she was popular among the public. Isn't this discouraging for aspiring female politicians, indeed aspiring female leaders in any pursuit?
Well, Emma, I wasn't there when the votes were counted, and I don't know what the votes were. And my intention...
Well, you do. We all know now.
Well, my intention... I've read speculative reports about all sorts of things relating to this contest. Not all of it has been correct. But I'm certainly not going to divert
from... Are you suggesting she got more than 11 votes?
I'm not suggesting anything because I'm not informed on that. What I know is that it's a secret ballot. The end result is one that we all have to get behind. Commentators will pick over the entrails of what happened and how it happened, but that's actually not a role for someone who's a representative of their people.
Do you think women politicians are judged more harshly than their male counterparts, given in the end an investigation into your travel entitlements found over 3 years your only mistake was a 5-minute Comcar ride? Do you think women are judged more harshly than men in politics?
That's a difficult question, and I would probably come down on the side of saying no, because from time to time we are all, as members, judged harshly for good, bad or indifferent reasons. And I come back to the people who vote for me in my electorate of Farrah, and their judgment is the most important.
Will you maintain the conviction to the live sheep trade issue? Will you continue to lobby to have it stopped?
Yes, I will. It's something that is a conviction that once attained, I will never walk away from. We've got a new opportunity to convince our colleagues to sit down with the Prime Minister and his team. There's a lot on the upside with the end of this awful trade.
When Scott Morrison called you to offer you the ministry, did you mention this?
I was in a very noisy room at the Griffith Salami Festival. And so the conversation was a little bit short, but I'm very comfortable with the Prime Minister understanding my views on this because he knows me well.
So how do you rate your chances of actually convincing the Prime Minister to end the live sheep trade?
I think he would say it's a matter of convincing our colleagues, and that if you want your argument to survive, you've got to convince the people who need to be convinced. And there's not just one person, there's quite a few. It's hard work, and you don't necessarily do it in the public spotlight, but it's important work.
Susan Lee, thank you.
It's a pleasure.